There you
Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it part of your day and Yom Revi'i, the third day of the month of Menachem Av. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email. In particular, the four children that we've been davening for are Tfilos Matter. They are making a difference. Chaya Yal Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Alini Orna Bas Chin Chana, Tinok Ben Chamed Devora, and Tinok Ben Fiona Sara Mizei, and all those in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captives are precious, brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, and Arvin Netanel, Ben Sonia Siona in Iran, may they speedily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dov Winston of Congregation Beth Shalom in Rochester, New York, share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Winston slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chafalas, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Nem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, translated into English, and then the three Mishaberach we say here on the call, Mishaberach, the Chayalei Tzva Hagonah Yisrael, for our brave soldiers, our Chayalim. And actually, at this moment here in Camp Hask up in Parksville, New York, tremendous chut to be back here, a place I spent many, many summers. And I just had the wonderful opportunity a moment ago to meet with a soldier who just got out of Gaza. I think he might have been in Gaza longer than anyone. He was there over 300 days. His wife is working here in Camp Hask this summer, and he just came to the States. Some of you may have seen a video on it's been going around, it's going viral, of him going to Camp Moshava. He's his children after being away for so long, and really just being surrounded by many people here who are serving or have served. The Mishaberach for Tzahal, followed by the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, and finally Rabbi Winston will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Winston.
Thank you so much. It's such a wonderful honor to be back on this call again. I want to share an idea that's really near and dear to my heart. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin that asks a really important question, a question that many of us probably don't think about from a theological perspective too often. But the Gemara asks, if the Jewish people, or are the Jewish people, always considered to be the children of Hashem? Or maybe, suggests the Gemara, there are times when our behavior is so terrible that maybe we lose this lofty title, albeit temporarily, until we can gain it back once again. And there's actually a machloket, there's an argument about this question, and Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that we are only considered children of Hashem, shockingly, only when we are doing what is right. But when we're sinning, if we're doing that which is wrong, we're most certainly not able to be considered with the title of his children. And Rabbi Meir is understandably deeply bothered by this perspective of Rabbi Yehuda. And he feels that the status of being Hashem's children is an unconditional title. He says no matter what, we'll always be considered the children of Hashem, and he actually brings several psukim from Tanakh to prove this point. One pasuk in particular that he draws from is, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that calls the Jewish nation foolish children. That's how the prophet refers to us. And he infers from this, Rabbi Meir says, that although we might be foolish, we're still his children at the end of the day. And he actually brings, I think, three other psukim from various places in Tanakh to prove this point. And many want to know, so who do we follow? Do we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who suggests that there is a limit to our status of being Hashem's children? Or do we follow Rabbi Meir, who says that we are unconditionally considered Banim Atem LaMakom, that we are always considered the children of Hashem? And the Rashba actually makes a remarkable claim. He says that 99.9% of the time, throughout the arguments that take place between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we always follow Rabbi Yehuda. But there's actually one exception. And that exception is right over here, that we actually follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir over Rabbi Yehuda. He says, because there's no question that we have to follow his opinion, because we are undoubtedly always considered to be the children of Hashem. And I think that this should give us, on the one hand, great comfort, understandably so, but we should also see it as a certain type of call to action. We should never rest on our laurels and just accept that we are Hashem's children by default, but we should actually strive to earn this special title by being the people that Hashem knows that we can be. You know, I'm often amazed at the range of emotion that many of us, I know, have been feeling on a daily basis since October 7th. In one day, we often can experience terrible grief over an attack on our chayalim in Israel, or perhaps on some sort of anti-Semitic incident that takes place somewhere around the state. We can feel the joy and comfort over a demonstration of feeling the hands of God in one way, shape, or form. We might experience anxiety over the current political state of the United States of America right now, regardless of which party you affiliate with. You know, the world feels like such an absolute mess. And it's usually in these days that I personally have been turning to a well-known Mishnah in Seches Sota that might even be, in a sense, considered to be the postscript of the Gemara in Kedushin that we began with. Because the Mishnah records that at the end of days, the world is going to fall into a state of chaos. And it asks a very simple question. Who or what are we going to rely on? What are we going to do at the end of days when things are just absolutely insane, when the world is falling apart? Who do we rely on, says the Mishnah, and it answers, Alavinu Shabashamayim. We ultimately will always count on our Father in heaven. And every year I come back to the same theme during this time period, that since this is a time of historically great distance from Hashem, when we have experienced horrible punishments and decrees from Him during these 3 weeks, our tikkun, the way we fix this, is by reestablishing and strengthening our relationship with Him. And then the rest, in a sense, will fall into place. It was actually a few weeks ago, some people in my shul suggested, and I know many other Jews around the country felt nervous because of the political climate in the U.S. And that's true, again, regardless of which party you belong to. And my response to them, as I had discussed with a number of rabbinic colleagues of mine, was quite simple. Just to have more kavana, have more intent when saying the Mishnah Berurah prayers for the U.S. government, because no matter what, there is one single constant that we can always rely on, and that's our Father in heaven. As we get closer to Tisha B'Av, each day is meant to get even darker and perhaps even more chaos-filled until the climactic moment of destruction of Tisha B'Av itself. But our responsibility is to work on building our relationship with Hashem. And in particular, we know one of the primary ways we do this is by strengthening our relationships with one another. And so we hope and pray that Hashem should give us the strength to improve and grow in our relationship and connection to Him, and specifically find ways to do this by connecting to those around us, and to understand the nearly prophetic words of our rabbis in the Mishnah, that when push comes to shove, no matter what, Ami Yish Lanu Lihisha'in, who do we rely on when all seems lost, when all seems for naught, and we don't know what to do? Alavinu Shebashamayim. We rely on our Father in heaven. We'll continue now with the recitation of a few kapitel of Tehillim. We'll start with Tehillim Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamnatseach Mizmor the David. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Menchosecha Ve'olascha Yidash Nestela, Yitin Lecha Chavavecha V'chol Atascha Yimalei, Niran Nav Yishua Secha V'Shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei, Adonai Kol Meshalosecha, Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai Mashicho yaneo mishmei kadsho v'gvuros yishai mino Elev arechev elev asusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Elohino nazkir Hima karu v'nafalo v'anachnu kamnu v'nesodad Adonai hoshia hamelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor David, Adonai Roi Lo Echzor, Sinos Deshe Yarbitzeni, Ami Menuchos Yina Haleini, Nafi Yishoviv, Yancheni, Vemagle Tzedek Leman Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech Begeit Salmaves, Lo Ira Rak Yata Imadi, Tiftecha Omishantecha Hima Yinachamuni, Taruch Lepanai Shulchan Neget Sorirai, Tishanta v'Hashem en Roshi kosi revaya, Achtov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai, v'shafi beveis Adonai liorech yamim. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Tir lamalo, tisa inai el heharim emeyayin yevo ezri, ezri meyim Adonai otei shamayim ba'aret, Al yitin lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzifcha v'lecha me'ata v'yad olam. Kapitel Kuflamed, Chapter 130. Hear Hamalos, Mimama Kim Kerasicha Adonai. Adonai Shemava Koli, Tianaz Necha Kashivos the Kotachanunai. Imavanos Tishmariah Adonai Mi Yamod. Kim Chahasli Chalima Onti Vare. Kivisi Adonai Kivsana Shivalid Varoho Chalti. Navshil Adonai Mishamam Laboker, Shomrim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kim Adonai Achesed Barbeim Ophidus, Behu Yezes Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. And finally, Kuf Membez, Chapter 142. Maskila David, Biosova Me'arat Tefilah, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eschanan, Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Sarasi Lefanav Agid, ושתף עלי רוחי ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, ואורך זו אהליך תנופח לי. הבית ימין ראה ואין לי מכיר עבד מנות ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני אמרתי, אתה מחצי חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אל רינסי, כי דלותי מאוד, אצילני מרודפי, כי ימצו ממני. הוציאה ממסגר נפשי להודות לשמך, ויחתירו צדיקים כי סגמול עליי. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנצונם בצרה ושביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ביוצאים, מצרה לבחר, מאפלה ליורה, ומשיבה לגאולה, השה בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמין. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach v'dechayelei tzahal, Mishaberach avosinu Avram Yitzchak v'yakov, hu yivarech eschayelei tzva hagana l'Yisrael, v'yantei kolchos habitachon, ha'om demal meshmar arseinu v'yarei Eloheinu, מגבול הלבנון מיד מדבר מצרים ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה וכל מקום שהים ביבשה באוויר ובים. Yitein Adonai Yosevinu Hakamim Alinu Nigafim Lifneihem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yaseel Eschaylinu Mikol Tzurav Sukkah U'mikol Nego Machala V'yishlach Bracha V'hatzlacha V'chol Maaseh Yedeihem Yadber Sonino Tachtem V'yatem Lechesur Yeshua V'ateres Nitzachon V'kulyam V'hem Hakasuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Alich Imachem V'ilachem Lachem U'meibichem Lashia Eschem V'nomar Amen. The Mishaberach for all those who are still being held hostage. Mishaberach Avosino Abraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hivareich V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Nedrei Tzva Ha'Hagana L'Yisrael U'Shvuyav Es Kol Achinu Hanasunim B'Tzora V'Shivya V'Avor Shekol HaKal HaKadosh Hazeh Mespolel B'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yosiyim Yichoshech V'Tzomavet U'Mosrefeim Yinateik M'Mitzukosem Yoshiyim V'Shivim Mehira L'Chik Mashpachoseihem Yodul Adonai Chastov V'Niflo Osav L'Vnei Adam V'Kuyem Behem Mekrash HaKasuv V'Fuduyi Adonai Yeshuvu Nuvau Sion Berina V'Simcha Solam Al Rasham Sasson V'Simcha Yasigu V'Nusu Yagon V'Anacha V'Nomar Amen. And finally, the Mishaberach for the Cholim, for all those who are sick. Mishaberach Avosinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo V'Yivarech Rapeas HaCholim. Ba'avor shanachnu mispalim ba'avuram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lach Limam Lach Olsam Lach Zikam Lach Yosam Yishlach Lahem Ehera Rechua Shleimah Min Esumayim L'Ramach Yiv'ar Rav Ushisra Gidav Tesoch Shacholei Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashta Ba'agala V'zman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Winston. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in the years to come, in the near future. As I mentioned earlier in the call, I am in Camp Hatz right now. You probably can't even hear me because I'm in the dining hall where there are hundreds of campers and counselors right now. This is the greatest place in the world outside of Eretz Yisrael. I've got to step outside where it might be a little bit quieter. I wanted you to hear the background because it's incredible chesed, really the cream of the crop of Am Yisrael here in America, devoting their summer and really doing God's work. Rabbi Winston, we look forward to having you back on the call here at the in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time, share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.